Social Security has been operating its new data center for about a year now. The badly needed facility was funded back in 2009 by the economic stimulus bill. It took several years to find a site and build the new data center. Perhaps the hardest part was migrating data and other assets to the new place. It's not as if Social Security can shut down things for a week or so. Overseeing this effort was Associate Commissioner Tom Grzymski. He and his team won a project management award at the recent Guy Tech Conference. He joins me now. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right. So, am I correct? You've been operating for about a year in the new data center?
Last October is really when we started moving in IT equipment.
Okay. So, it's a little more recent than that then. So, tell us about the planning that was required to switch over from one giant data center, which you'd been in for about 30 years, to the new one.
Well, as you stated, the funding for the new data center came from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. So that really went back to 2009. A lot of legwork had been done in advance with Congress and with the House Ways and Means Committee addressing the issues of the aging data center that we're currently in. The data center that we're currently in Baltimore opened in 1980. So although the IT equipment is very modern, the building is aging, and we were starting to have issues dealing with electrical power and just the normal things that were going along with an aging building. So back in the middle of the 2000s, they started looking at the possibility of building a new data center or renovating this one, and the decision was made to build the new one. Planning for the IT really started a few years later, around 2011 into 2012. I came into this job around 5 years ago in 2010. So I would say about a year into this, when I've been here, we really started the planning for the job to move the IT functions from Baltimore to Urbana, Maryland.
All right, so how does this all work? I mean, you've got software, you've got data, and you've got machinery. So give us a sense of how this whole thing worked.
Sure. There's a couple of different techniques that we used and are using, certainly not past tense yet. We have another data center that is a parallel data center to the one in Baltimore that is in Durham, North Carolina. So a number of the functions that, if possible, we're moving those or have moved them already to run out of the Durham data center. So that sort of took those things completely out of the picture. We also have some service delivery points throughout the country, and if we can move functions to any of those, we did do that. So that helped to alleviate the need to move everything from the Baltimore site. The planning for the moves to the Baltimore site was, of course, the plan is incremental, so that we started with making sure everything in terms of network and storage and data replication and everything like that was working, and now we're slowly moving actual functions to the data center, the new data center, but they are still running in the existing one, and cutover is a very orchestrated function that we make sure everything is working, usually do those things over a weekend, can back out and fall back to the existing data center if need be. So sort of the normal thing that you do in a backup and recovery type operation.
So it's more like a fading dissolve, like in a movie, than it is a clean 1, 2, 3 switchover.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's certainly not a big bang. One day we're in Baltimore, the next day we're in Urbana. In reality, right now, we're running three data centers. So, and that would be the Baltimore site, the old site, and then the new one in Urbana, and the other site that we have in Durham, North Carolina.
And how far is the Urbana new site from Social Security headquarters on Security Drive?
About 40 miles.
Oh, so then there's a staff there that doesn't get into town very often.
No, the people that are working in the Urbana site are that is their base, and they will work from there. Actually, not many people are moving from Baltimore to Urbana. Really, the only folks that are whose positions moved to Urbana are those that have to touch the computers, deal with cabling, and actually be on site. So the Office of Systems, we're going to have about 80 people that work in Urbana, of course, across three shifts. That site will be 24/7, 365. So really not many people. Most of the staff that work in the data center will continue to work in the building they're in. So things like monitoring and testing and all of that's going to remain in Baltimore. So in essence, the old data center will become an office building.
We're speaking with Tom Grzymski. He's Associate Commissioner for the Office of Telecommunications and Systems Operations at Social Security. And give us a sense of the scope of the assets that are shifting around here. I mean, how there's a lot of data in Social Security and a lot of mainframes.
Yes. The new site, just like the current site, will have four mainframes and one coupling facility mainframe to make those all look like one unit. We estimate that we'll have about 1,000 virtualized servers out at the new site. And then in terms of data, we have about 9 petabytes of mainframe storage and 7 petabytes of open systems storage that will be out in Urbana.
So that puts you on a scale with something like NOAA, for example, in terms of just the sheer amount of storage you've got to maintain.
I'm not familiar with their statistics, but we are certainly one of the biggest non-defense installations in the world, I would say.
And you mentioned there are several thousand virtualized machines. Does that mean that you have fewer physical servers running thousands of applications? Can you explain that a little bit more?
Well, maybe I misspoke on that a little bit. We have 1,000 physical servers that are virtualized and have many more instances of running on them than the 1,000. So our goal was to get down to 1,000 physical servers, but they are all virtualized.
So 1,000 physical servers in addition to the 4 mainframes.
Exactly.
And did you buy new equipment to put in the new place and just move the software, or did you shrink wrap some of the machinery and take that down the road?
Well, Tom, that was a combination of things also. Our original plan that we had was to have new equipment delivered to the new data center, and we were trying to adjust schedules accordingly. Still, about a third to half of the equipment is being shifted to that is going in Urbana is newly purchased. The rest is being moved, and the reason we ended up moving more than we thought we would is because of budget constraints. Not knowing exactly what any budget year would be, what we did is when money was available, we bought ahead of time for fear that when we would get to actually move to the data center, funding might have been an issue. So completely the new computer center has been built with the ARRA funding, and most of the IT is being purchased out of that ARRA funding. We did not have to go back for a special allocation to Congress like we thought we would originally have to do. So we have kept under the $500 million mark from there and then used regular IT funding to purchase the equipment that needed to be bought. So that was a little different than we originally planned, but it has worked well.
And a server used to be a box. Nowadays, a server could be something that slides into a rack or even a blade within a rack. And so do you have a combination, therefore, because of the different purchases of box-type servers versus blade and rack-type servers?
Everything is pretty much state-of-the-art, even in the old building. So we have that most of them are racked equipment. It's not individual servers as we knew it 10 years ago.
And is there an opportunity for more savings in terms of power consumption in the new facility versus the old?
Oh, sure. It is a LEED certified building. In fact, we're very active. It's a green building. for everything from water to electricity. It has a solar aspect to it. There's a photovoltaic field out there that provides about 1 megawatt of power to the data center. So it's a very green building, even down to where the lawns around it are natural fields. They don't get mowed. They're natural. If you look at our neighbors, they all look very trimmed and kind of plush, and ours is very rustic looking as we get into the spring here, because it's the kind of wild there. So everything was geared to be as green as possible.
They're going to love you when the dandelions start blossoming and blowing all over the place. And so relative to being completely out of the facility that is in Woodlawn now, how long will that take till you can turn it into that office building?
Right now the plan is that by next August 2016, we will be completed. So a big milestone this summer through the Labor Day weekend is when we will be moving the mainframes over to the new data center. So that'll be a big step. And right now we're in the process, of course, the open systems on the servers, that's a much longer one, and it can be segmented much greater than in the case of the mainframes.
And just a final question, is there any opportunity to put any of the workloads in, say, a public cloud while you switch over and then move it back into Social Security?
Certainly when planning started on this, cloud options weren't things that people were looking at too much. We like to think that overall, a lot of what we offer is a private cloud anyway. So, no, we're not using that as an approach to our migration.
All right. Tom Grzymski is Associate Commissioner for the Office of Telecommunications and Systems Operations at Social Security. Thanks so much for joining me with that update.
You're quite welcome, Tom.